More than 3 million students in the U.S. are expected to graduate from high school this year. Making it through 12 grades is a marathon of books and tests, disappointment and success. But what of the children who have dropped out or who want to drop out? Adults, with all their studies, statistics, and life experiences, can explain the many negative ways leaving school early will impact their futures. Fellow students, however, have an idea of the problems dropouts face. They also know what's at stake and can often share the strategies they themselves have used to get through the hard times. For some, it's a matter of finding something you're passionate about.
I am Lindsay Hammond, and I am a junior here at Sandalwood High School, and I am in the Culinary Academy.
Sandalwood High School's Culinary Arts Academy gives students an entry into Florida's hospitality industry. There's lots of studying and planning and cooking and cleaning and, yes, eating. Lindsay says the culinary program has given her life direction.
After high school, I plan to go to FSCJ for 2 years to get my AA and then transfer to a bigger university and then get a bachelor's in hospitality management to eventually own my own restaurant.
For other students, it's a matter of endurance.
My name is Tiffany Walter. I'm a junior at Sandalwood High School. I was very indifferent as a freshman as far as college and what I wanted to do after high school. But just the more that I thought about it, the more that people told me, hey, this is your future. Like, you make the best of what you do, you know. So I guess that was just the biggest challenge to overcome was the fact that I didn't care at first. And I think the biggest challenge is just dealing with yourself.
Tiffany is active in Sandalwood's AVID program, which takes students who have lots of potential but not much focus or drive and challenges them to excel. She recommends keeping a planner as a way to survive high school and beyond.
My planner is color-coded and by events and priorities, so keeping a planner, learning time management skills has been the biggest benefit that I've reaped from being in high school.
I'm Danielle Domingo, a senior at Sandalwood High School, and I am a Corps Commander at our Air Force Junior ROTC.
Danielle Domingo is a member of the Silver Eagles unarmed drill team, which helped Sandalwood defeat 14 other schools to earn the overall championship title at the 2013 Martin Luther King Drill Meet in Georgia. She says her desire to make her family proud is what's helped her push through.
The rewards of actually going out through high school, for me personally, is because I'm a first-generation graduate, so it's very important to show my family that I can do it, and not only my family, but myself, that I can take on this great challenge of being in high school with all the distractions and temptations and actually go through with it. So it's been a reward to just sit back and see all I've accomplished. So really just think about what you want to be in the future. Think about what you want to make out of your life.
Next month, American Graduate catches up with Sandalwood's Andre Williams and his family at his high school graduation. We'll see whether the lessons he learned at Grand Park are still with him. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.